There is going to be a TK Jingles event coming up in June in Springfield, Virginia. TK Jingles will be hosting a live event on June 27th, Springfield, Virginia, featuring the aforementioned Jerry Negrelli, Joe Arrow, Kirsten Ohnstadt, and many more.
Live?
Yes, it will be live. Wow. And there's a rumor that Nigel will be there as well.
How much? Wow. How much to get in?
All the details about the event can be found at tkjingles.com. I believe for everyone in this room, admission is free.
Excellent.
Certainly hope so.
All the songs that never made the show, now you're gonna hear them live. Oh, sung by KJ, Jer, and Joe Arrow. We ain't pros, but we will try. It might be stupid, but we're gonna do it. Don't ask me why.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for March 16th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. Today's episode is brought to you by the SiriusXM Spa Channel. Spa Channel, for when you want to relax on a drive. Spa Channel. I apologize for that joke. I just got back from a seven-hour car ride from Ohio. And I was listening to the Spa Channel on the way back, and I kept thinking to myself, all of these channels have very disruptive random DJ and promo spots, like the Serious Love Channel. They'll play like one or two love songs, and then it comes on like, this is the Love Channel. And I just think that that's not very relaxing. So I imagine that on the Spa Channel, they would probably have some similar ridiculous voiceover. So forgive my indulgence there. I'm a little tired. Anyway, so... The opening there, you may have noticed that there was a Kickstarter last week, and we've reached the goal right now to bring Jeff Negrelli into it a little bit more, and we'll have everybody who's available. I was hoping that Brad Weiss and Patrick Moffitt would be able to join us, but they have conflicts. It looks like they won't be able to be there, but we're going to have myself, Joe Arrow, John Fitzpatrick, Judo Fuse, John Neisminger, Shad, and Jeff Negrelli, and then hopefully KJ with just a little bit more. So if you have seen the t-shirt design, you like the t-shirt, about half of the money you spend on that goes towards this event. The other half goes towards just funding the swag and stuff. Last time I did the Kickstarter, about midway through, I offered an upsell of a USB stick that would host all the jingles. I thought it was such a cool idea. I added it as like an $11 or $12 upsell, and it ended up costing me $10.50 per stick. So it was not worth the hassle. Once the Kickstarter fee, which is like 6%, was taken out, I lost money on each one. I think 20 people opted for that. So I'm not having any of their stupid upsells this time, unless I find a way to actually make them profitable so that I make money on that to pay for all this stuff. So anyway, June 27th, 2015, TK Jingles will be live. Talk about that a little bit later in the show, what that might mean. It's not a concert. It's just a live event. We're going to get together. We're going to perform some songs. Should be 2 to 3 hours. Some shtick. Nigel's planning to be there. Hopefully we'll get a few other special guests. But it's going to be a lot of fun. If you've listened to these songs and enjoyed them for the past couple of years, I know that some folks are planning to travel from as far as Alaska or Florida to join in. So that really is quite humbling that anybody would even be thinking about that. Hopefully no plane tickets have been booked yet. but it's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope you can join us. It's going to be at Kilroy's, which is technically in Springfield, but I chose it because it's literally like a minute from my house. It's basically in Annandale. So it's where all the jingles, TK Jingle stuff started, and I wanted somewhere that would be convenient for me. I really appreciate that others will be traveling to go there, but with everything that all the logistics and everything that I have to do to get things set up, I don't want to be traveling 30 minutes downtown DC to have to scout out locations and stuff. So it should be a lot of fun. Now, getting to the music, this past week at TK Jingles, this is going to be a very music-heavy episode, partly because I don't have a lot of time to record this episode, and mainly because I think this is, and this I'm sounding like Gary Braun here, I think this is the strongest week we've ever had at tkjingles.com. I'm blown away by the content, and I don't think any of it's by me. It's incredible. The stuff does keep getting better. I'm not going to say that any of these is the best ever, because that's ridiculous, but they do keep getting better. So Just to reiterate before I play all this music, if you would like a sticker, t-shirt, or a custom song, go to the Kickstarter page, contribute, and help support all the silly stuff that you hear in this podcast and this website. If you have feedback about the event, about this podcast, about anything else, you can reach me on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli or email podcast@tkjingles.com. So the first song is by Geezer Taz, sung by a gentleman who's in a Johnny Cash cover band. And this is one of the my favorite things that I've heard in ages. It's just unbelievable. And I love that the writing takes a unique angle. It reminds me of the Born in the USA parody, Bald, Orange, and Gray, where it's just about Tony growing up and how he became orange and how he became bald and all that stuff. And I just think it's really cleverly written, and the performance just blew me away. It sounds like Johnny Cash. And then Judo Fuse has two here, one about the Secret Service set to the Dukes of Hazzard theme, and then a Bryan Adams acoustic, it's a piano version, but it's a very unplugged version here of Heaven about Kevin Sheehan. And then Rob has a wonderful song about American University and their quest of their basketball team that had me pumping my fist in the air, set to the Hulk Hogan theme music, just great. And then John was able to get Lauren Neisminger to join in on a lovely tune. And then Brad Weiss with his Mack the Knife parody from Tony's show last week. And basically every line in the song makes me laugh. And then a first for me, a duet with a gal other than my wife, Michelle. KJ was nice enough to join me on a parody of Falling Slowly. So we're going to hear these 8 new songs. Oh, I skipped one in the middle there between the American University song and the John Neiswinger tune. We're going to hear Downtown by Elliot Oshansky and Joe Arrow. And this one's trending. I expect by this time next week, this could be the number one song on the website. So let's listen to 8 new TK Jingles and then talk a little bit about what TK Jingles Live is going to be like.
Well, I never had much hair when I was a kid, and the meanest thing that my parents did was to buy me a wig that was so cheaply made. My skin began to get permanently stained because the color ran every time it rained. Well, life wasn't easy for an orange-tinted Jew. Oh, people laughed, he won't amount to much with thinning hair, orange skin and such. So my parents sent me off to journalism school. I chose a career of the written word, the penis mightier than the sword. I may be orange, but I'm certainly no fool. I added wit and wisdom to my style, got sarcastic every once in a while. I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. Then radio and TV start to beckon, and the rest is history, or so I reckon. Mr. Tony's on the air to this very day. Every now and then my mind will wander, and I look back and begin to ponder on a thing I missed that I really wanted to do. I'd find that smelly hairpiece rug, infest it with some kind of bug, wrap it up in a box and send it to Raju.
Just some good old boys keeping POTUS from harm, driving into barricades, passed out in hallways in the Netherlands. Not spotting the drones, not releasing the hounds. Hey, that guy has a knife, should we let him in or keep him out? Cutting the press, the only way they know how. We need them to do their job, so let's keep them around. Yeah. Cutting the press, the only way they know how. You don't really want that job, so what they do is allowed. They're just some good old boys having their fun, never locking wild stores or paying for their whores in Columbia. About the weather there in the 2015, will they live or will they die? Now we need to hear on the podcast, how are the roads out there? Not for today, but for 2 days in the past. Old weather is all that we want, and we find it in the podcast. The rest are merely guessing. We need Kevin, and he can't say he had that, cause we don't need a nowcast. We want weather from the past. We need Kevin, and we've been waiting here so long for the podcast to arrive. How else will we know what it's like outside? Like, should we have worn our coats or carried our umbrellas? Yeah, let us know in a day or two.
American.
Well, they rang 12 in public affairs, and other things for which nobody cares. In 08, they finally made the dance. Northwestern men have not had that chance.
Little's room for American. No crack dealers start for them. Little's room for American. Some 6'4 kid is out at the rim.
Yep. Defending champions. Yeah.
Well, Junior writes sanctimonious prose about all of these gallant patriot Joes. They're stately, intrepid, and somewhat urbane, gracious and bold in a valorous way.
Little's room for American. No.
Snow and you're not skipping the show, well, you can always go downtown. When you are fixing to go dine with Bill Simmons, you can do the show downtown. You may not get breakfast from the folks at Bagel City, you stay at the Mayflower, so you won't get a pity. Thanks, ABC. you got to eat. Go to Comey, surprise all the littles who thought you'd stay home. You went downtown. Don't miss the show, cause you're downtown. Walk out the back door downtown. May made it easy for you.
Whatever Tony.
For it can't find the Wi-Fi. Delayed podcast, says old TK Babe. And his fingers will not type. You know when that Satch tries to use Snapchat, Serafina will scratch her head. He talks of newsprint and fears the Facebook, which means his demo skew's quite dead. Now in his pocket, is an iPhone, that holds loads of quite useless apps. Someone knows how to turn it on, dear. But that someone is not the Satch.
You all know that I'm an old man. I can't Instagram. I don't know how. I don't care how. I've got a Cliffy for that. Phones were once to make calls. Now they're for tweeting your lunch or for selfies with stars. Wrap this stinking show. I'm heading home. We're out of time. We've got lots of notes from all your folks. Let's read them now.
Again, an amazing week at tkjingles.com. I hope you would agree with me if you've been listening to these silly things and enjoying them as much as I have. It's just staggering the new ways that people are finding to take this stuff, the new talent that's being added to the talent pool there. Every one of those songs that I played was awesome. I'm so glad that we have more folks involved, and it's not just me singing to myself for a summer and writing 31 songs in my parents' basement. So TK Jingles Live. So June 27th, Kilroy's Restaurant, Springfield, Virginia. We're going to be having a little get-together. What's that going to be? You know, I'm working on the set list right now and collaborating with folks. I think that even though Brad Weiss won't be there, we're going to try to find a way to have him involved, either writing something or doing something that King Cole style. He will certainly be involved. And then, you know, there's going to be, I'm open to suggestions, but I want to mix it up between karaoke stuff and live, you know, guitar, piano, and other types of singing. I want to have plenty of duets and collaborations and things. I think we're going to take a few ideas from the ideas page that have been put up there and just do them for the first and only time live instead of recording them, you know, in our little mini studios. And I also think we'll have medleys and some long-running songs where folks can collaborate. Like Hallelujah is a great example. I think we'll be doing something with that tune and some of the other ones that have been done multiple times. Maybe some Beatles medleys folks have already suggested. Obviously, Billy Joel's been done like 8,000 times. I'm sure we'll have some Billy Joel there. So I just wanted to play a couple of songs that I thought were representative of the types of things that we could do live. And then we'll get out of here. I don't have a lot of content. Next week, we're going to have Elliot Oshansky with a guest spot in the middle, debut or discussing some jingles that he's collaborated on. And again, if you would like to have a featured segment, I know Joe Arrow is working on one. You can email me podcast@tkjingles.com and we will crowdsource/outsource the middle of this podcast to you. And you can take over and play a few songs that you like. If you have trivia questions, podcast@tkjingles.com. We've answered questions like who is Junior and who is Raju, things like that. So here are four songs that I think are representative of the type of thing that you may hear if you show up live for the TK Jingles live event in June. So the first one is Gray Street by Jeff Negrelli, John Neiswinger with Phone Bill Situation, a Billy Joel tune, myself collaborating with Jeff and Slim Stanton on a Neil Young tune, and then KJ with her take on Hallelujah.
How she listens to Daddy playing songs every night. Though he wonders if people listen, there's always the hope that Tony might. And he says, hey, what's to become of this? Recorded 100 songs heard around the world. Tony cannot just be replaced. There's an emptiness inside of, in fear that Tony may be gone for good. Just feel like kicking back to write a jingle with no words that would be understood by anybody else but Tony's littles. We all just hope that they have heard our plea. If I watch one more ice bucket challenge, I may jump off a bridge or just scream. Tony's colors mixed together to gray. Call them 'cause I'm confused.
spite I might try, I can't help but think that sometime I'm gonna lose. I'll tell you why, they think I'm crazy, 'cause I don't know their location. But can you blame me? This extra 80 bucks is more than commission. There's something new with this odd bill inflation. I just define it as a phone bill situation. When corporate wants to call me, they drop me a line. Don't they know who I am? The PR agents that they are, say they sympathize. Deal for you, it's only 80 this month and then only 40. Aren't we so dandy? Don't feel so bad, it's just you don't really matter. We're glad you offer such a small consolation. Say, I'm born in eggs, it's just a phone bill situation. Is. It ain't a major complication, baby. It's just a formal situation.
Bald man, look at my life. I am not like you are. Look at my life, not a millionaire, but I still have hair. I'm kind with no axe to grind, and I never toast my steak. I still pay parking bills, don't write my letters with a quill. I get all my news online, and I summer with Raju.
Bear, take a look at my life. I am not like you. I don't need bifocals, but I need shampoo. Still young, so I won't drop dead if I catch the flu.
That made Tony a pest, in which he yelled, "You don't know who I am, do ya?" And on the air, he yacked till he burped, insisted that Tiger is one big twerp, and always made us laugh. Junior, bring back Junior. We miss Junior. Bring back Junior. We'll scream hallelujah.
So some live performances mixed in with some performance tracks, some medleys. It's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully it'll be entertaining for those of you that show up. You don't have to attend if you buy a shirt and vice versa. If you just want to come and don't want to give us any money, you're certainly welcome to do that. We'll just guilt trip the hell out of you when you get there, but you're certainly welcome to come. There is absolutely no admission charge. It's a free event. It's not a concert, just an event. So everyone is invited. I'll probably have some kind of RSVP just to make sure that we have enough space, Kilroy's can accommodate 130 people in the patio space we've got. So if for some insane reason more than that many people want to come, we'll find alternate arrangements. But I'm expecting it's not going to be anywhere near that many. So plenty of space for all, plenty of food and everything else for all. You're on your own to pay for it. But there's a full menu and bar and everything else. It's a great place. So that's it for the podcast this week, folks. We'll be back next week with Elliot Oshansky's featured segment, A Mailbag. I've been getting lots of great notes from folks as part of the Kickstarter and elsewhere. And I'm sure another six or seven brand new jingles that are just going to blow us all away. So thank you for listening. I'm Jerry Negrelli. If you have not contributed to the Kickstarter, I appreciate it if you do. You get some cool stuff out of it for what I think is a pretty reasonable price. So I encourage you to go check it out. At the very least, just go watch the silly video I put together and keep listening.
Nashville's winning 'cause Trotsky's missing. That's a simple fact. If you listened closely to Mr. Tony, I believe he had that. Tony's crushing the post for all this slurping on Trots. How many cups has he won? Mr. Tony loves to repeat a lot of things you said before. Zimmerman should have started game one, and Whitman's a dinosaur.
The greatest thing that this show has ever done in 20 years has nothing to do with anyone on the actual show.
Right.
Yeah, which is kind of how it should be, probably. Yeah.